Hi.
Hello.
I love how we started with your mic moving. I love that.
Listen, I run a classy show. I bring all of the class.
All of it, all of the time.
All of it, all of
On
the
that
time.
note, welcome to Off the Book the Podcast. I'm Maddie.
I'm Beth.
And we talk all things YA, NA, adult books. Not today, though. I feel like I've said this every week for like a month. Not today, though.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about TV.
Look, we
Because
are
why not?
branching out. We're branching out. We're moving on to bigger things.
And it's definitely not because we had a last minute change of plans and
Twice.
then ne twice and neither of us finished the book in time. But let's not.
Either of the books that we were planning.
Either of the books. My doors to my shed, everyone's going to be like, why the fuck are you in the shed? My doors to my shed are open, so if you hear birds or farmers or anything, I apologise, but it's like 5,000 degrees in the UK at the moment, and I don't think my laptop will survive, and that is the most important thing, not me. I don't think my laptop will survive if I shut the doors. So, sorry about that. Today, we are going to be talking about the weirdest plots in Riverdale because you know what? It's been a while since Riverdale has come up in an episode. I'm quite proud of us. What have you just looked at?
I just sent you a message, but you can go back to it later. I think in general, we've slagged off Riverdale so many times. And you know what? Some people really believe it's a literary masterpiece, and I think now is the time to explore that. Also,
Who
one
are
Maddie's
people?
tweens. Not that we're shaming you. Enjoy it. Love whatever you want to watch. One thing I will also point out, while you've got the door open in the shed, my laptop fan is going crazy. It's almost like it's never had a life. It's really just ramped it up.
And while Beth's laptop has a fan, mine doesn't, so it's just going crazy on its own accord. I'm sure there's a fan in there somewhere, but there's no vent, so I'm sure it's
Or
just
maybe it's just
working.
super quiet.
I know I can hear it. I know it's overheating and it's hot to touch. It's burning.
Mine's not even. Oh no, mine's hot to touch in the middle. Yikes.
Yeah. Don't buy
I need to
Max,
let my laptop
kids.
sleep.
Me too. Me too.
Uh,
Anyway, Bethany,
Maddie, how are
how are you?
you?
Oh,
How's your mental
okay.
health? What are you reading? What are you watching? Beat you to it.
All right, mate. I'm great. I'm doing fantastic. Had some exciting news today. Bethany knows what it is. Don't really want to jinx it. Don't know if it's happening yet or not. So, not gonna say. Bethany's not too happy about it.
No, I am really happy about it. And I've just had a real. Hold on, I'm going to text you a realization I've had. You keep talking.
Well, none of my messages are coming from. Oh, there we go. I sorry, I just saw your message and now I can't focus. Yeah, I'm good. I'm great. Mental health is. I feel like I'm on a high at the moment. I've cleared out and sorted out a whole bunch of clothes that I don't want anymore, like two whole black sacks worth, which are going to go to charity shops. I'm isolating. My brother tested positive for COVID, so I'm not allowed to leave the house at the moment. Hence,
Which
probably
is why
why the
we're not
clear out.
recording together.
Yes. So yeah, I've got two black sacks worth of clothes that will eventually go to the charity shop after they've had a period of isolation as well. Don't want to be spreading it through that. But is my room still a tip? Yes, of course it is. It's me. What am I reading? I'm currently reading We Hunt the Flame. I'm really enjoying it. So that's the next thing on our list. Also, we should probably address, we said we were going to be collaborating with Everything with Val. That's had to be postponed for a while. It is happening, just not yet. So our next episode will be We Hunt the Flame, and then, but yeah. What am I watching? I started watching Young Royals. I'm really enjoying it. I'm on like the third episode. No, fourth episodes. I've got one left. It's really good. Highly recommend it. Same questions to you, Bethany.
Before I answer, I was gonna say also, just while we're talking about collaborations, we excitingly have had quite a few requests for collaborations and like interviews and stuff, which is batshit crazy, and we're very excited at the concept. So just bear with us while we put everything together. Thank you very much.
Yes.
On to the questions. How am I? For the news that Maddie told me today, I'm like literally so excited, going, oh my God. But at the same time, I did just zone out for a second and my mind, I'm not kidding, I didn't plan for this to happen, but my mind just started going, all around me are familiar faces. And I just zoned out for a second. I just zoned out.
Your message may or may not help. I don't know the situation yet, but it might.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, carry
on. Just thought I'd let you know. But no, I'm good. I have half a day left of school and it cannot come around quick enough. I'm not even kidding. But then I finish school. We have a half day and then I go straight to my other job because I've sold my soul. You know what? Fuck it. I've sold my soul to capitalism. I don't want to. I hate the capitalist agenda, but a bitch needs money. I need it.
Yeah.
But yes, so I'm good. I'm looking forward to seeing you when you're not isolating because my personality at the moment is just hanging out with you. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it kind of
yeah, it
is.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I feel the same way, so.
I was going to say something. Hold on. I'm going to just anything that's to do with your good news, I'm just going to type you messages throughout the podcast.
Why don't you just put in the chat here and then I can see it on my laptop. Good.
Hold on. Hold on. You can hear. This is my ASMR typing.
Unfortunately, yes, I'm afraid. It does.
That sucks.
It does suck. Potential cheap holidays, you know, friend, you know, if COVID settles down.
Have you seen my second message?
Yes. Yeah. Can confirm.
Cool. Yeah. Great. Everyone listening is going to be like, what the fuck is going on? And we're just sending messages to each other. This is the downside of having two people who are like best friends. Dare I say soulmates? Are we soulmates? I think we might just be. But yes. So... where were we? So I'm doing good. My mental health is just exhausted, but I think I'm looking forward to the summer and actually being not a teacher and being a human being, because people kind of forget when you work in a school. You know
that,
right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
It's you're a human being as well. Kids have seen me out in public and been like, what are you doing here?
At least
shopping.
They talk to you.
So no, I'll be like shopping for food and they're like, you eat? And I'm like, yeah, kids, yeah. I eat food.
Well, on the odd occasion I got the bus home, the kids would be on the same bus as me because I finished at the same time as them doing after school stuff. And they would just look at me and they'd be clearly talking about me. No conversation. I'd be like, hiya. Nothing. It was like I was not there. Really fun. Sorry. Carry on with your questions.
I love you. What am I reading? I'm reading Circe and I'm reading We Hunt the Flame, but I'm in really early chapters. So... I've not read much. I just have this overwhelming desire to, what's the word? Read smut.
Me too.
Yeah. And I blame you for getting me into this. How dare you?
Well, I'm just glad I'm not alone in this matter. At least, because I feel like I talk about it in front of Jess and Jess just is like, the fuck is wrong with
yes.
you?
Jess, the missing member. The third ghost member who you will probably never meet. Or maybe one day she'll make a cameo. You never know.
Who knows? Maybe when she finishes Akatar, we can have a conversation with her.
I was going to say, she'll definitely never, ever have a cameo in our podcast unless she...
Yes, that is the condition.
Yeah. What am I watching? I'm desperate to watch Black Widow, but the person I'm meant to be watching Black Widow with is currently isolating because you're a bitch.
Don't blame me, blame Miles.
I will blame Miles.
I was so mad. He came downstairs and was like, I don't feel well. I was like, have you taken your lateral flow test recently? He goes, take one. Oh, and then look at two positive results. And then he was like, he did a third one. He was like, it's negative. I was like, I don't care. You're going to get PCR, mate. Thank you very much.
Yeah. The fact he was like, oh, can I just go to my friends? And you're like, do you not understand the concept of coronavirus 18 months in? Child, come on.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, what am I watching? I'm back on my bullshit, and I'm, while you are predominantly reading smut, I'm essentially watching it, which sounds very weird to say, but I'm watching True Blood.
Yes,
well done. I'm so proud of you. Which has reignited my love of Alexander Skarsgård, who is a very pretty man. And the thing is, while I'm comparing it to like the kind of smut everyone's reading on BookTok, I'm saying that because where was it at the moment? Because of like Ice Planet Barbarians, there's been all kinds of like smutty alien or like spider alien or like centaur, like any kind of weird fictional creature you could imagine having a smut scene with, it's probably been written. Someone has even done it with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Which I refuse to believe. And I would, there's a TikTok account called Six of Hoes. And I didn't know those books existed until she read them to see if they, how bad they were. And they haunt my nightmares. I can't even remember.
We're on this topic, I'm really sorry to interrupt. There is a spicy book that is out. The main girl is a serial killer and the guy is a detective who has to try and find her. I want to read it so bad. I'm so intrigued.
You sent me that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
But no, sorry, the reason why I'm pointing that out is that True Blood, and Maddie, this is for you. I will literally give you my Amazon login. Pardon me. It's literally about a small town girl called Sookie Stackhouse. She's a waitress, but she's got something special about her. She's got some kind of power that people don't understand. She can read minds. She can just hear what you're thinking at all times. And one day, into her bar walks a vampire. And really quickly, she gets wrapped up into this whole world of vampires and werewolves. And I think, like, other things. At one point, there was a literal god. I don't know what she did other than just make everyone have sex with each other and get drunk.
Love that. I watched the first season but I was in like secondary school. I was like 14. I don't think my friend should have been watching it, and then she gave me
you should not have been watching that at 14. I'm watching it now and sometimes like I still feel too young for this. But no, my goal is over the summer to finish True Blood. I mean, I'm only on season 3 and there's like seven seasons, maybe eight.
Love that.
But I'm watching that predominantly at the moment. And I want to watch Black Widow, but I have to wait for you to stop self-isolating.
I'm like avoiding spoilers on TikTok like the plague.
I am doing everything in my power to avoid spoilers. But is Florence Pugh, aka, I think it's Yelena, in that? Is she the reason why I'm getting another ear piercing? Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Can we go together?
To get piercings? Yes! Yeah. Oh my gosh, cute bestie day out when you're not isolating. Yeah, I know, that sounds cute. I think definitely.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Okay. Time before the exciting news and, well, if it happens, and me finishing isolating.
Okay, I think it's... I don't even know if I want to do today's episode because I don't even know if I'm ready for the shit show that's about to occur. I feel like no matter how insane, like I finished Den of Vipers this week finally, and I feel like some of the plot lines in Riverdale are crazier than that.
Yeah, so I've tried to like narrow it down. I've got like a section where it's like starting off normal and then like this is weird, what the hell.
Okay.
I couldn't really find anything on the recent stuff. Pretty much everything I've seen, and I think I got up to finished season four, and you...
So I was, like, midway through season three. I watched the Heathers episode, and the theatre kid inside me said, oh, God.
So, yeah, some of these Beth might not know, some of them she might, so we're just gonna...
But we are gonna really quickly say, if you have not seen Riverdale, maybe don't listen to this episode. But I don't think... Or do. I'm not really going to recommend the show. I'm not a fan. And if you're going, but guys, how is this book related? Actually, Riverdale is based on a cartoon, kind of like comic book. So, literature, yo.
And it's related because Riverdale had a cameo in like, I'm going to say a good 60% of the episodes that we've done.
Yeah, I feel like we can't slag off Riverdale plot lines while also reading the amount of like shitty smut plot lines and Wattpad and AO3 plot lines that we've read. Like literally while, so we were setting up to record and Maddie like dropped out for a few minutes. I did genuinely just sit there and read that, the fanfic we found, helped me find again.
Love
about Akatar.
Is it good? Because I only read that first chapter.
It's exactly the same thing, just on repeat. But it's worth it. I'm not going to give any context to anyone, but I am. And I once again will say Sarah J. Maas is a terrible person. But I find some of her male characters deeply attractive, and I do want to just reread all their scenes when they're most attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, she's written a lot of sex scenes, but why is it the sexiest scene she has ever written is under the mountain?
Not under the mountain.
Or like under like Court of Nightmares.
Yeah.
The Court of Nightmares scene is the sexiest thing she's written.
It's the best scene in the entire series. Like, it's fantastic.
Would you even say it's the sexiest scene written in any of her books? Because I personally would. I've not even read all of her books, but I would say it's the sexiest.
Yeah. It is. Oh my God, I can't even talk. It is 100% the best scene. It's so good, hands down. Also, she's just got... We're not getting into a rant about Sarah J. Maas. Okay, right.
She does not deserve the light of day. Okay, hit me with this Riverdale stuff. Should I pray first? Should I take a moment to consolidate myself?
We're going
to
start off easy, okay?
Okay.
But also, I've realised reading these things... I got them from a variety of different websites. This isn't me going back and watching it. Hardly any of this gets resolved. None of it, I think, ever gets resolved. And
cool.
And I still, watching all of it like I did, except from the new season, one, forgot it happened. Two, don't understand how it happened. Okay, right. So we're going to start off season one.
Actually, can I just ask like one quick question? There are so many things in this show that are ridiculous. Why is the first like ridiculous thing that came to my head is why are the twins? Why have they got such weird names?
What, Juniper and what? I can't. Dagwood? Is that it?
Dagwood or something.
You know, the whole situation with the twins, we'll get to it later, is weird as hell. But I think the names just really top it off.
What screams cult without screaming cult?
Juniper and Dagwood. Okay, right. So, the very first episode, we have Archie Andrews dating his teacher.
Okay. So, I mean, it's... And actually, this leads me perfectly into recommending a very different TV show, because I would not recommend Riverdale, because the way that it fetishizes having an affair with a teacher. I find it interesting that it's a female teacher and a male student, because it shows like a different version of that corruption, whereas like Pretty Little Lies fetishizes it almost in like a positive like way, because they are making it very much like
they
end up together, they made me feel really invested, and it made me quite uncomfortable. It was also really uncomfortable because they cast someone very attractive and you are naturally attracted to him, but you're going, no, like morally this is wrong.
Yeah.
But a TV show that I'm currently watching at the moment is called A Teacher. It's, you can watch it on, I think, BBC iPlayer, I think. And it is about, it's set in contemporary times, and it's about a high school English teacher having an affair with one of her students. But it shows you like beforehand when they're in the middle of the affair, and I think it also takes you into afterwards. Now I'm at the point where people have just found out about the affair. But there's a point afterwards where I think he says to her, like, how dare you? Like, this is like years down the line, and he's like, I had a plan. And you as an adult took advantage. You fully understood what you were doing. I was not fully able to understand. I was fully not able to consent to this. But you knew. And you did this to me anyway. And I think that is so phenomenal when we have grown up watching and consuming so much TV and fiction and media that kind of is like, oh my God, but it's so sexy to be in a relationship with your teacher. Yeah. Wow. As someone who now like works in a school, I'm like, the thought makes me shiver. A child today jokingly said to one of my colleagues, like, oh, hey, Miss, can I get your number? And I'm like, I've had that. I like kids going like, hey, Miss, can I slide in your Snapchat DMs? And I'm like, no, learn to tie your shoelaces. Like, go away.
Oh, kids, man. I don't know how I'd react if a kid said that to me. I'd have to just walk away. Like, oh, okay. Interesting. I do want to watch it. Sounds good. Also, apparently she gets killed. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Who?
The teacher.
Yeah, we see it.
I don't remember it happening. Where was I?
I remember seeing it because she got strangled with one of her own instruments. But also the fact that her name was Grundy. Ugh. Like, okay.
Also, apparently that whole situation never gets resolved. Nobody ever finds out who killed her.
Who killed her.
Not on these websites. It says nobody finds out.
No, we do.
Who killed her?
The Black Hood. You know that serial killer?
Yeah. Okay. Next up we've got is Jughead running the serpents at 17. Because,
why? He's legally a child.
He is a child. Going on from this is getting into the weirder part.
Okay.
Where is it? Where has it gone? Where has it gone?
The smile on your face is concerning me. What is it?
Betty having to pole dance in front of literally the entire town and her parents to be able to be the Serpent Queen. Have you seen that yet?
Maybe? Like, is that the one? I feel like there is a scene where something happens to Mad World when they're singing that All Around Me.
I think I showed it to you. Yeah, it's to that song. Literally everyone's watching, including Jughead and Betty's parents. I think maybe her brother's there. Who knows? So that's fun and fresh. And why not?
Mm-hmm.
Out of everything, why not? Apparently, Cheryl is now an archer.
I'm typing a message. Yeah, I've seen it in bits and pieces.
Yeah. Never explained. Hello, puppy.
Hey, puppy. Which puppy Dexter. Is it? Oh, I love Dexter with my whole heart and more.
He stinks. He smells. You can't see him.
I can see the top of his head. Hi, puppy. What are your opinions on Riverdale?
You want to give your opinion?
Oh wait. Yeah. What's your opinion? Okay, I'm not sure if that's racist, buddy. That's kind of controversial to say. My favourite thing is I have conversations with my cat, but obviously no one understands. So I just react and go like, excuse me, I think that's illegal in like 3 countries. Or like I'll respond and pretend she said something really offensive. And obviously it's a cat. No one can understand. But I like to pretend she's a real bitch. Also, the fact that your dog is wearing a little like neckerchief thing is so cute. Oh,
it's called a cooling bandana, and you dip it in water and then it helps keep them cool. Goodbye sir.
Thank you for your interview time, we really appreciate it. I think we should do a Moose and Fat Boy face reveal.
What, on the Instagram?
Be like, get us 50 new followers and we'll do a Moose and Fat Boy face reveal. Everyone will think it's us and it'll just be Max and Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Cheryl's an archer. Cool.
She's an archer. Is somehow gaslighting also in the serpents. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Exactly. Dark Betty with the wig in season one.
Like, what is she, Dark Betty? Is it just her in that one scene when she puts the wig on and is like, I'm sexy now? Because, I mean, if that's the conversation, you know, girl, you're sexy all the time. Lily Reinhart is gorgeous. But, like, to Betty, like, you're gorgeous all the time, sweetie. You don't need to put on, like, a kinky wig and get rowdy.
I can't even remember why they did it. Why did Veronica and Betty do that? There was a hot tub involved and a guy, but I can't remember what guy.
Tricking a guy for some reason.
But what was the reason?
What was the reason?
Honestly, I cannot remember why that happened, but the scene is ingrained in my head.
Okay.
It's never actually explained. However, is it related to Betty having a serial killer gene? Is that what they're implying?
Like, if she became a serial killer, she could just call herself Dark Betty?
No, but, like, the whole point was that it wasn't really her. Like, she had this alter ego and she had all this confidence when she was Dark Betty. Like,
or maybe it was just an instrument she used to gain confidence within herself. Feminism.
I feel like it does come up again. That's going to be the title of this episode.
Gaslight Gatekeep Riverdale.
Oh god. Next on the list of topics to talk about, Veronica running a speakeasy underneath the lawyer.
Like, legally, I don't think a teenager can own a bar. I don't think that's legally allowed.
Exactly. Also, she's 17. How has she got the time?
Yeah, she's in high school. It takes a lot to run a business.
Also, there's that...
Sorry, you go.
There's that one episode as well where she owes money to someone and they don't have any money, so they decide it's time to turn the speakeasy into a gambling house.
Once again, like, kind of illegal.
Kind of illegal, sorry. Yeah.
Just pausing. Obviously, my skin... No one else can see it, but, like, for a second, it looks so good.
It looks good. Yeah.
I mean, if I got close to the camera, you'd see how it's all really red and bumpy, but, like, oh, my God, progress. All the random crying at work sessions are paying off. I love that. No, I also, in the UK, I feel like at 18, because you're legal to drink, fine, set up a bar, that's no problem. But she's 17 years old. In America, you can't drink until you're 21. That's why they feel like a Smirnoff Ice is so, like, hardcore, because they didn't grow up drinking it in a park.
There's an episode as well where it gets raided by the police. I think her dad has something to do with the whole situation. Probably. And they try to play it off like they're just serving soft drinks. But, like, isn't there bottles at the back of the bar? Like, where have you hidden it?
No sense. It makes no sense.
And I like how literally all the characters have had a moment to sing on that tiny little stage that they've got.
And in my opinion, none of them are very good.
None of them are any good. Sorry, the meme of Betty saying Jughead has been in my head for months and now it's just popped into my head again.
I don't know what meme you're talking about.
Of them playing in... They've got a band for some reason.
He's Tarani and Archie and Betty and Jughead. She's so confused. And Jughead... And it was the and me. You know what? They deserve an Emmy nomination for that and that alone.
Yeah, they do. 100%. Where have we got to? So Archie being literally killed by a bear, but him surviving. Thoughts?
So fun fact, growing up, my nickname was Bear. That's my first ever acting job. I tried to kill Archie Andrews because I hate the show so much.
But, like, I thought he actually died. But no, it's okay because he somehow dragged himself back to a cabin, bandaged himself up before he passed out.
Oh, no, Maddie, I can explain how that happened. It's because two other people, Archie Andrews is, like, super attractive and smouldery. So, like, he'll survive anything. No, I'm joking. I think the reason why he survived the bear attack is because... as he was being attacked, he remembered the words of Pitbull, that Pitbull's been there, done that, and he'll be fine. If Mr. Worldwide can do it, so can he.
Exactly. Whilst we're on the topic of people surviving the impossible, I don't think you've seen this season. There's like an entire season where Jughead is dead, and then plot twist, he's not.
So who ran the serpents when he was dead?
At this point, I don't know, because he was at a fancy boarding school. I think maybe, is her name Tony and Cheryl?
Tony Topaz and her very rich girlfriend.
Yeah, I think maybe they're, because at this point, Cheryl's got the red leather jacket with the serpent logo on and she's going around with her bow and arrow, so.
What are the police in this town doing?
Well, that's another point. FP, who at the start of the series is just a drunk, he's not really good for anything, is now the sheriff.
Yeah, but he's how much do I want to embarrass myself, he is considered in some circles as a dilf, so that's why it's allowed.
But that's also, it kind of explains why he's just letting the kids run around with bow and arrows and solving crimes.
My favorite thing though is like one of the part of the thing of like the Serpents is that they've come from really rough backgrounds and they have their own found family trope. And here comes Cheryl with her family's super rich maple business. Like, yeah, guys, I feel the struggle too. Let me in. Mm-hmm, it's like,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know what her initiation process was. If Betty had to strip,
yeah. Great question.
On the topic of Jughead being in a fancy boarding school.
And Jughead.
Jughead, they have a little meeting. There's only ever like 10 of them. I think they're like specially selected for this English meeting type situation. One day Jughead confronts him about something and this trigger warning for suicide. This man stands up, literally runs and yeets himself out of a window. No explanation. It's never explained.
Like a student or a...
The English teacher, the one in charge of this little group.
He really just went like, I'm done with kids. And just...
Yeah. Yeeted, like a closed window, full on just yeeeted himself out of the window.
And are we sure there wasn't like a secret like trampoline at the bottom? He didn't sprout wings and fly away?
Well, it is Riverdale. And even in like... In Riverdale, even if you see the dead body, doesn't mean they're dead. So
I've just thought of the most horrendous but also amazing thing, because I was going to say, in the Riverdale cinematic universe, it is set in the same world as Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Currently, there's no proof as to the fact that there's not like demons in the Gates of Hell in Riverdale. So who knows? The teacher could have been a demon. He might be able to fly.
He might, you know what? He might have been. Who knows?
Who knows?
So, I know nothing about the new season, other than the fact that half of it's, like, set now, in the future. They're older. Yeah, they're not in high school anymore.
Well, there's a couple of things I know from the trailer, one of which is I really like, and I can't remember her name, but the actress who plays Tony Topaz was pregnant while filming, so they wrote it into the character, and I love when TV shows do that as an actor. I just think it's so interesting to see how the kind of like writing team and the kind of like director and the camera operators will like do that, because either they write it into the show or they have to be really strategic with how they place the cameras. I can't remember what show it was, but I remember a story of an actress who, whenever she was on screen, it was always like shoulders up, or like like boob height up, and they made it so natural, like she'd be sitting on a sofa or like at a table or she'd be in bed, like it was so natural. And I love that. The only other thing I know is that Archie for some reason becomes a soldier, but the footage looks like he's fighting in a war on a football field.
Maybe they are, who knows. This is what I found out from a website. I can't remember which one. I've looked at so many. All listed here, Archie, Veronica, Betty and Jughead are all teachers at the school now. All of them.
Because I was about to criticise them and go, yeah, because that's the best choice. Go back and teach at your old school. And then I looked at myself and I went, oh, fuck. I'm living a Riverdale plotline. Kill me.
Yeah, but three of your best friends from school aren't also teaching with you, are they?
No, I have no friends. I'm a cold-hearted bitch. I literally said that to one of my colleagues today as a joke, and she didn't even say no. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, actually, you know what? Dear listeners and Maddie, hot gossip. I found out the hot gossip about me from the year sevens. So, like,
more
the year
hot gossip. You're yelling into your mic right now.
Sorry.
Take a step back.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
The hot gossip in year nine a few months back was that I was apparently seeing someone. The hot gossip in the year eights is that they think I'm a bitch. They've changed their minds now. They like me. The hot gossip in year seven, apparently I'm a control freak.
Oh.
That's the hot gossip that they all whisper about. And I'm like, great, cool. I'm not organized enough to be a control freak, but cool.
If it makes you feel better, the year sevens told me that, you know, that one girl, that one blonde girl that pretends to be teachers on TikTok. Yeah. Apparently, yes. I sound and look like her. So
no, you literally do not.
She's stunning. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't want to be compared to her.
And her impressions are perfect.
They're so funny. I don't want to be that type of teacher, though. That is that's what annoys me. I don't want to be that type of teacher. I hated them types of teachers. It's really upsetting.
Yeah, she did the one where it's like when the PE teachers like wanted to talk to like the special hockey girls, but like in assembly, and I literally remember like seeing those scenarios, and you go, Jesus, man, it's crazy.
The one that keeps coming up for me is the one where you're taking a test, and that one teacher comes in, and she's like whispering behind her binders.
My other favorite is there's someone else who does it. I think it's a guy. I can't remember their account, but there's a person who, and I believe it's guy, he'll be like, when you like bother the staff, or like when you bother the teachers in the staff room, and it's like they're trying to like hide. You know what? I will straight up say, as a staff member, we gatekeep the staff room. There's a point where like we had some kids going into the staff room for like food and like coffee and stuff, and we like blocked off half the staff room so that we had it to ourselves. Teachers said gaslight keep you girl boss. Gaslight gatekeep girl boss.
Well, so I never went in the staff room ever because I was always in a separate building. But we literally would gatekeep the entire PE department. If we was in that office and a kid came, what are you doing? Get out. Like, you do not need to be, get out of this building. Thank you very much. Like, we did not need an entire building to ourselves, but, you know, there we are. So, we just went on a rant, but.
But I'm essentially living out a Riveter plot line and I need to stop. This is where I decide to, I'm just going to move, change jobs, leave the country.
You should come with me.
Sure. Fair. Yeah.
Getting weirder now.
Okay. The entire season 2 plot line?
No, I've kind of gone random. I can't even remember what happened in season 2. However,
I think season 2 is drugs.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. The plot point where Kevin and Reggie got paid to film videos of them tickling each other.
What?
Have you not seen it? I swear it was earlier.
No. Okay, I'm not going to laugh. A bitch will do anything for that bag.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, I'm not judging them at all.
The original OnlyFans.
Exactly. But I cannot for the life of me remember why it happened. Why did he need the cash so bad, you know? They're in high school. Like, your dad was the sheriff. Like, what is going on?
Okay.
Also, what guy found him and was like, oh, I remember he was on that dating app and the guy you met up with tickled him and he was like, what the fuck are you tickling me for? And he was like, I just wanted to see in case you were good for this business I've got. I think that's how it happens.
That's a weird kind of pyramid scheme. Hey, you girly, know, can I see videos of you tickling people? Gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss.
Okay, now we're getting into, I think, season 2. First of all, Cheryl and Jason are Polly and Betty's cousins.
Like, okay. So they're cousins.
And then Jason is the father of the twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that make the children? Siblings? Cousins? Second cousins?
Sorry, to who? Betty?
Siri, play Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. Because you know every YA stuff.
It needs legally. Incest.
Legally bound, it's in its contract. If it doesn't exist, it's not allowed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Following on, we've mentioned their names, but the twins being dropped into the fire and then them just levitating.
Floating. Never explained. I think they tried to blame it on Betty not having a seizure, and then they just go, like, yeah, that's it, that's the explanation.
Yeah. Don't understand. Something to do with the cult, but the magic's never explained. At least with Sabrina, the magic is explained. We know it exists, right? But Riverdale, they just throw it in there randomly and hope that you're keeping up.
Yeah, like in Sabrina, they, like, from the get-go, you know it's not real, you know it's in a world where magic exists. Whereas Riverdale, like, were like, oh, this is like a town near you, anyone normal, and now there's magic, and you go, no, that's not believable. Like, I will be honest, I loved the first season of Riverdale because it was like the famous five in America, my age. And then it just, the writers start, I feel like they just started doing crack to find plot lines.
At this point, I feel like they have just like, you know, one of them bingo things with a whole bunch of like crackhead plot point ideas, and they're just rolling it out and seeing what one comes up. Yeah. And then they're
forcing it in there. Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank, but with crackhead ideas.
Yeah. The cult. Whilst we're on the topic, the cult. And the fact that the first person that we know in the cult is Betty's mum. Betty's mum sells the house for money for the cult. I forgot that happened.
In Den of Vipers, Roxy's dad sells her for debt. Like, in fan fiction, in fan fiction, numerous girls have been sold to One Direction to pay for drug habits. Like, Maddie, I don't think that's the most unique thing for the mum to sell the house.
I think we need an episode where we go through Wattpad and find the worst one being sold to One Direction fan fiction we can find and read it.
I think we should just do a bad. I already can tell you, I've seen like Joe Biden and Donald Trump fanfics that were around election day.
Yeah, I was tempted to read them, I'm not gonna lie. I don't like missing out on anything, and I want to know what's going on.
So. I'll be honest, I read one or two of them because I was just so curious. Amazing. 5-star.
Fantastic.
I want a signed copy. I want a where's the film adaptation? Donald Trump can play himself.
Whilst we're talking about Donald Trump, did you see Addison Rae went up to him and was like, I just really need to say hi?
I mean, we knew that she was a Republican. We knew she therefore probably supported Donald Trump. Are we surprised? She steals dances from black creators and doesn't give credit. And if she does ever give credit, it's because she's forced to. It's because she knows she wants to avoid bad press. But does she actually care? Probably not. And that's despicable.
Mm.
Back to something else that's despicable. This show.
That new girl that starts the school, and then it turns out that she's actually like 33 and she's married to the cult leader and she's been recruiting kids.
Wait, what?
You know that one
I'm at
new
the point-
girl?
I'm at the point where, like, we've met her. She went to the Heather's after party.
Okay. Yeah, so turns out she's actually, like, 33. She does this all the time. She goes to new schools and just recruits. She's married to the cult leader.
Edgar Evernever?
Yep, him. And she just recruits kids for the cult.
Okay.
Thoughts? How are you feeling right now?
I'm disturbed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's about it. I'm just shook. And it gets worse?
If I'm honest, I can't. Everything happens in that weird convent on the outskirts of town. Like, literally every plot, it all goes down there. And I can't distinguish between what happened with the Griffins and Gargoyles, and then what happened with that was related to the drug situation with Hiram, but then I cannot remember whether the cult is linked to the drugs and Griffins and Gargoyles, or whether that was a separate time that all the kids were being held in the convent.
Okay, I think I can clear this up. So Griffins and Gargoyles and the drugs, I think they're like Frazzles or something? Fizzle Rocks.
Fizzle Rocks.
So they're all to do with something. They're trying to show that like the South Side are like corrupt. So they use the drugs. They're making drugs either at the prison or at the kind of asylum.
But my issue is I can't figure out whether what went down in the, I don't know what to call it, convent, asylum, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've been held against their will there so many times, I feel like I've lost track. Does that make sense?
At this point, I think I only know, like, two people. My favourite thing is in the season with the gargoyle whatevers, Mm-hmm. And what's the name of the girl with red hair from Stranger Things? And she ships herself with Bughead. No, not Bughead. They just use the language of like, and she's like, you really think Bughead is endgame? And Betty's just really sat there like, excuse me? Who are you?
Oh, I forgot a plot point. You know, I said that Jughead is dead for like a season, but he's not actually dead.
Yeah.
He just lives in the bunker. They have a bunker.
You know what? I kind of feel that. That's a bit of a mood.
Yeah, at this point, I feel that too.
He was living that pandemic life before we did.
Exactly. Yeah. Betty's short career as a cam girl. I feel like this is where we see Dark Betty again. She wears the wig.
Okay. But, like, I don't know if she understands the concept of, like, as a high school student, I think that's illegal. But, you know, I support, you know, women businesses. But, like, also, if you're trying to hide your identity, just having a wig won't help.
Yes, it ain't helping. No. Okay. Then we're going to get onto the topic of Chick. Who was the one who was, did he call him cam guys? Cam boys? Yeah. And he was the one who encouraged Betty to get into that career.
Okay.
As he was pretending to be her brother, which is problematic.
Yeah. Also, I feel like, can I tell you a rumour that I heard about the new series?
Yeah, go for it.
So obviously he's pretending to be her brother and then disappears. Apparently he comes back and is dating Betty's real brother.
Yeah, so the rest of the notes I've got for him is, so he killed Charles, apparently, at the time. Charles is dead. Chick killed him. And then pretended to be Charles, right? And then Betty figured out everything that happened, and then she tricked him into going near the Black Hood. And then he's presumed dead. But nobody ever, we don't know. We didn't know if he was dead or not. So yeah, if he comes back, why would he be dating the guy that he killed, though?
I don't know. It's a rumour, it's not confirmed. I was not paying attention.
It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. Mm-hmm. They love bringing people back to life. Speaking of her actual brother, he's in the FBI. And he's training Betty and Jughead to be in the FBI.
Honestly, I think the writers of Riverdale saw how well Teen Wolf did and just tried to do it, but did it.
Yeah. There's also a scene where Polly, I can't remember where they are, but Polly has a bomb strapped to her chest, and instead of going in and, you know, taking control of the situation like the FBI agent he is, he just tells Betty what to do to defuse it.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Let the 17-year-old figure out how to defuse a bomb. I'm sure it's okay.
Okay. What is this show? Jeez.
The whole prison situation with the Underground Fight Club and the iconic football match.
Hey, don't make fun of that, Maddie. You're laughing. But clearly, you didn't have to drop out of school and sell drugs to help support your nana at, you know, under age 10. But then again, also never experienced the epic highs and lows of high school football.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you are correct there, my guy. That's all in itself is iconic, right? But what really just is the cherry on top of the cake is the cheerleaders somehow getting to the prison and cheering for the football game. How did they get in the gates in the first place? There's a metal fence, and that's it.
Just to clarify, also, they performed my favourite Elvis song and therefore killed my favourite Elvis song. But, like, the fact that they... I think at this point I just have no words. I have no words.
No, me neither. Oh, adding to the cheerleaders, they've got like funeral outfits.
Yeah, they have funeral outfits and also breaking out of jail outfits, I think. Love that for them.
That's another one. They broke Archie Andrews out of prison.
Like, I feel like the law literally says no. But he's also a middle-aged, straight, white guy from a reasonable background, so they'll probably just overlook it because that is the American system.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did overlook it. I don't think it's... No, that's a lie. They end up in court again, and Betty's there.
Because why
pretending not? Pretending she's, like, 45 with 5 degrees and figuring out how to get him off, so...
Okay.
Archie becomes an aspiring mobster as a means to impress Veronica's dad.
He should just stick with his shitty songwriting.
Hmm.
Is that when he sets up, like, a gang, like the Red Hoods?
No, but that is something else I want to touch on. Why are all the pictures of them shirtless with a red ski mask on? Because why is that the look?
Because they're like, we're scary, but kinky. Like, we're going to get revenge, but we also want to pick up chicks on the way home. It's like, I'll beat up your shitty ex-boyfriend, but I will also be your shitty ex-boyfriend.
Mm. Speaking of them, so that's set up because Archie owns a gym.
Yeah.
What happened to his dad's construction company that was left to him? Is that still running? Someone runs it, right? Is that
someone
Kevin's
has
dad?
To run it because he legally is too young to own the business, so it would be handed to someone else to look after until Archie becomes of age.
I think it's Kevin's dad.
Cute.
But he's apparently legally allowed to run a gym and look after kids. Hold on, I'm just texting my mum.
That's okay. I think at this point, I'm trying to not even be surprised at this point by the plot lines.
Me neither. At this point, I'm just embracing it. And I kind of want to go back and finish watching it. Not going to have a clue what's going on.
I kind of want to watch it, but, like, take a shot every time something really batshit crazy happens, but I feel like I'll be drunk within 5 minutes.
Literally. Veronica's dad building a whole ass prison so he can make drugs, sell drugs, that whole situation, and then testing said drugs on the kids in the convent.
Mm-hmm. But also super random, but something really upsetting I found. I believe this is in the state of California. Apparently, they built, over, like, a span of 20, 30 years, they built 22 prisons and one college in the span of, like, 20, 30 years. Like, 22 prisons and one college.
That's, like, mental.
Mm.
That ain't...
For anyone who's interested to understand why that's absolutely batshit crazy, watch Ava DuVernay's... Or Ava DuVernay, watch her... documentary on Netflix called 13th. It is about the 13th Amendment and it will blow your mind.
I do want to watch. I haven't had a chance to watch it there. It's been on my list for like forever. I do need to watch it. Griffins and Gargoyles.
Like,
I have a question for you.
Okay.
So it was established that Hiram was pretending to be the Gargoyle King, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that was like a whole plot point. And then the Gargoyle King, whilst he's in prison, the Gargoyle King still exists. So is it magic now? Or is somebody else pretending to be the Gargoyle King? Also, I can't remember whether it's in that season where Jughead's pretending to be dead, but at one point Betty goes down to the bunker and Jughead's just like deep into Griffins and Gargoyles, like deep into it.
One thing I will give them credit for, actually, no, my first question, how have Dungeons and Dragons not sued them yet?
I don't know, probably because they have so much money that they ain't getting the win.
I also hope that they've... I hope Netflix have paid Dungeons and Dragons. Like, they've stolen their idea.
I hope so.
Yeah. I was going to say, with Griffins... The one thing I will give them credit for with the Griffins and Gargoyles plotline is that there's an episode where they do a throwback and they all pretend to be their parents. That was a good episode.
Yes, that was a good episode. I'll
Betty
give them
as her mum was amazing. An icon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really know what to say about Griffins and Gargoyles. If I'm honest, I don't understand it.
There's still much not explained.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the problem. Cheryl just chilling with her dead brother.
Yeah, I've seen this on social media, and I have, I think, three words. What the fuck?
Yeah, also, not decomposed at all. Looks exactly like the first episode.
I think he's probably been embalmed. I think that's the phrase.
But it's been, like, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so if someone is embalmed, they're, like, preserved.
For how long?
But, like, isn't he sitting down or standing up?
Oh, sometimes he's laying down, sometimes he's just sat in a wheelchair.
Because I don't think if someone is embalmed, the body can't do that, I don't think. Like, that's one of their most disturbing plot lines.
Yeah. Also, there was a ghost in the house. And there was a doll involved. Don't quite understand it. But basically, the whole point of it was that Cheryl had a triplet that died before it was born. They were triplets, not twins. It died before they were born. But what I was reading, it must have happened in the new season. That triplet ain't dead. Apparently, it was just taken away by a cult.
A new cult?
A new cult? The other cult? I don't know. I don't know.
For those of you who cannot see, my jaw is on the floor. And once again, I offer you three words. What the fuck?
Yeah. So I think it's blamed on, like, the things were moving around, stuff was happening. And then I think Tony was blaming it on the fact that, you know, Cheryl's dead brother... his body is just in the house, and surely his soul is just, like, not happy, you know, being stuck in the house still.
Like, bury him, give him some peace.
Yeah, so Cheryl goes and buries him again, and then in the next episode he's back in the house. Don't,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the triplet thing, I don't really get it, if I'm honest with you. I think it was to give her Nan some screen time.
Fair enough.
But maybe he's in the new season. Who knows?
Who knows? Any excuse to cast another hot ginger in the eyes of Riverdale. That's what they want.
Exactly. And that's all I've got.
Okay.
I thought we'd go out on a bang, you know, with a bang, you know, just Cheryl's dead brother.
Well, I see the bang, and I raise you one plot twist from the new season, which you probably know about, but just in case, can I tell you?
Yeah.
So obviously I was I was talking earlier about how I'm really impressed how they wrote in a pregnancy for Toni Topaz. She's having Kevin's together with one of the serpents, and she's having their baby.
Didn't know that. Cool.
Yeah. And I mean, you know what? Fair on them. Fair play. They're showing what a modern day family, because modern day families are very different.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to see, are there any others? Wildest Riverdale... I can't type Riverdale plot lines. There's got to be something crazier than that.
You know what? I think if individually,
fact that Betty's... Oh, no. The first one I can see on this plot line thing, the weirdest thing they've ever done, may or may not be Jughead's, in case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Yep.
I don't fit in, and I don't want to fit in. Have you ever seen me without the stupid hat? No. That's weird. That is weird. Veronica Rennie speaking. Archie dating his teacher. Oh, Betty and Jughead share a half-brother. Their parents are dating and they all live under one roof.
Yeah, I was going to get into that, but... Oh, also, what's the difference between Jingle Jangle and Fizzle Rocks?
Who knows? Also, I forgot that Cheryl burned down her own house.
Yeah, again, can't remember what happened.
Oh yeah,
how,
there was a,
why?
There was a time period where all of the all the cheerleaders just kept collapsing and having seizures, and they never explained.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was with the drugs.
Okay.
It was around the time of Jingle Jangle, or maybe Fizzle Rocks. Mm. Who knows? The drugs in this town have the weirdest fucking names.
Also, Archie in general getting framed for murder.
Yeah. That's a big one, but not uncommon in these types of shows. See, I feel like everything I've found is so tame, but maybe it's just because in the grand scheme of things, Hiram quarantining, I don't know what the town's called, if I'm on Riverdale, that's what it's called, when the drugs were causing the seizures and he had like one word. Hang on a second, wasn't Hiram the mayor at one point?
Yeah, his wife was the mayor. Also, don't forget, Betty's mum and fake half-brother killed a drug dealer in the kitchen and covered it up.
Yes, I do remember that. There is a clip of Mr. Chipping jumping out the window, if you do want to see it.
You know what? I think I'm okay. Why am I being asked on this website what year I was born?
Yeah, that happened to me earlier. I was a bit confused.
I just want to find out the weirdest Riverdale plot lines. So Jughead faking his own death was weird, I can imagine.
There's the whole thing with the maple. Oh, it's heavily implied that Cheryl kills her extended family because they want to take over the maple business because they think she's too young to deal with it, and then I think it's heavily implied she kills them.
Hashtag Barchi are apparently the weirdest thing. Betty and Archie being together, I'm assuming. Oh yeah, Midge. Midge was that girl that was killed in the middle of Carrie the musical. Like the fuck?
I don't remember that at all.
She's literally like, for some reason they get Betty's mum involved and she's singing some religious song, and then the setting, the stage moves and you just see Midge has been like stabbed to death and is like dangling from the wall. Yeah, no, sorry, plot lines. So Charles, the real brother, and his secret in it, this is quoting the article from J14, I think. That's, I think, what the article's called. In a seriously freaky turn of events, Chick, who was pretending to be Charles, who is actually Alison FP's son, was actually in love with the real Charles. So the real Charles, we're correct in thinking he's an FBI agent. He has returned to Riverdale. He's investigating the farm because they're harvesting organs.
What? Oh yeah, I forgot that happened. That was part of the cult.
And then Charles visits Chick as an inmate. They profess their love and they've never come back to it. Veronica has a sister.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that happened. Who's called
Hermoa.
Betty's dad was the Black Hood.
Yeah.
He was in prison for a while. I think he's dead now.
Oh, okay. Like, what? I feel like I could just go down a dark hole of looking at all these plot lines. So you can always rely on Reddit. Someone just posed the question, what is everyone's favourite nonsense plot point from this show? So let's hope Reddit can give some great ones. When Cheryl was stalking Josie and sent her a bloody pig heart.
Yeah,
she gave her a pig's heart.
Yeah. Apparently, where's it gone? Apparently. Where the fuck is it gone? Cheryl had conversion therapy. Maybe that's another time where she's stuck in the convent that I'm thinking of.
And I thought that was a really interesting and quite an important plot point. That's like one thing that, and it's upsetting to witness, because obviously she's kind of trying to come back to her mum, I think, and her mum goes, no, you're going away. But it's the fact that obviously in America, there is still gay conversion therapy. Yeah. And I think it's kind of raising awareness to show this is still a thing that happens. Loving whoever you want to love is absolutely okay. We see you. And I think it's a great moment of validation. But then have they ever revisited that? Have they ever kind of explored the trauma that she went through? No.
No.
They've just kind absolutely of like done it to almost have that shock horror value of be like, blah, and I don't appreciate that.
No, I know. The farm, the cult, is affiliated with Griffins and Gargoyles, which in turn makes it related to Hiram's drug situation. And I feel like Betty goes to try and rescue everyone from the cult and she ends up getting trapped.
Yeah, and, like, I think Kevin, like, rips her hair and, like, pulls her.
And that's when she is, like, trying to escape and she opens a closet door and it's just, like, organs. On that note, I need to go because my dinner's ready.
And once again, my jaw is on the floor. Okay, I'm going to be haunted by those images. See, at least when I end this episode and go and watch True Blood, I know that what I'm watching is weird because we know it from the get-go. Whereas... yeah. Riverdale, honestly, it's such a shame. It started off as this great hijinks group of people that you could relate to doing, you know, solving a murder. Yeah. But now it's just crazy.
Now it's just like crappy. I kind of energy. Wanted to just like, go,
literally.
You know all the videos that are like Dance Mums on Crack or like...
I love feel like
we don't need one of them for Riverdale because the whole season is that. Literally. You know what I'm saying?
And the things that they say are just ridiculous, where, like, Cheryl's like, I invented red. Actually, love, you didn't. You didn't.
Oh, God. If I have to hear Veronica say the word daddy one more time, I will commit a crime. Like,
I will commit arson.
Yeah, like... I will burn down that speakeasy of hers. Like,
literally.
No. Who's like, who gave her the audacity? No.
She spent too much time around men.
Yeah. The cast just being completely over what they're doing is some of the funniest stuff to me.
I love watching videos where it's like the Riverdale cast doing everything possible to get out of their contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that.
I feel sorry for them. Aren't they in like 6-year contracts?
Yeah, they keep getting renewed. You can just see the actors going like, just kill my character already.
Yeah. But each time they kill someone, they just bring them back. So, I mean, even Jason gets little cameos and he is dead, so.
Literally. Okay, I will leave you to go. Do you want to do the social medias?
Yes, let's do that. If you want more of this nonsense, I don't know what this is, follow us on our socials. TikTok and Instagram is @offthebook_thepodcast. Twitter is @offthebook_pod. We've got a Gmail, offthebookpodcast@gmail.com, and a Goodreads, which is just Off the Book. I've been meaning to talk to you about it, but I want to set us up a story graph. I'm obsessed with their rating system. It's so good.
Let's do it. Let's set up a story graph.
Cool. I will do that. It's honestly, it's so good. You know, 0.25 stars, 0.5 stars, 0.75 stars. And then when you click that you've done it, it gives you the option of like rank, like putting it into little categories and giving like trigger warnings and stuff. Like it's so good.
Story graph sounds real good. Mm. I think that's it for us. I really love the idea though of us finding the worst possible fan fiction. I think that's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a Capricorn and therefore competitive, so try me.
And you know I thrive off of competition, so.
Yeah, so I think we're going to do that.
Okay.
To our beloved listeners, just, you know what, at the moment we don't really know what's happening, so just roll with us and thank you for your continued support.
But next week should definitely be We Hunt the Flame.
A book.
A it book, will be something. A book. Something's happening.
And another thing that you can keep an eye out for is we are finally going to just finish reviewing all of Shadow and Bone in one long episode because we forgot to come back to it.
Yep. So we'll finish that.
Yeah. Is the whole thing just going to be me talking about the Darkling in that one scene? Yes. And if probably, you don't know the one likely. Scene that I'm talking about, go and watch it. I will recommend that any day. Don't watch Riverdale. Watch Shadow and Bone. Stream it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And on that bombshell, I think it's time to peace out.
Yeah. Peace out. Bye, guys.
Bye.